If the shochet, instead of going back and forth with the knife, he pushes the knife down on the neck of the behemah and snaps the rosh off in one shot, the shechita is pasul. This is called teresa, and the halacha of Moshe Mitzina tells us that this type of shechita is pasul. You cannot do shechita by pushing the knife down on the tzav or the behemah. If the shochet with one thrust managed to get the rosh off without going back and forth, if the knife in which he shechted with is the length of twice the width of the tzav or the behemah, then the shechita is kosher. As if the knife is that long, it's possible to do the shechita with one thrust without doing teresa, without having pressed down on the neck of the behemah. But if the knife is shorter than that, then it's impossible that he shechted the behemah one thrust without doing teresa, without having pressed down hard on the tzav or the behemah. If he shechted two behemoths, the heads of two behemoths, with one thrust, if the length of the knife in which he shechted both behemoths in one shot with one thrust was the length of the width of that tzavarim of both behemoths, plus the length of one more tzavar of a behemoth, then if the sakin is that length, it's possible to shech both behemoths with one thrust without doing drisa, without having pressed down hard on the tzavarim of the behemoth. But if the knife is shorter than that, then it's impossible that he shechted both behemoths in one shot with one thrust without having done drisa. When do we say that the sakin has to be a certain length? That if he shechted by going in and not out, or by out and not in, meaning to say that he shechted with one thrust without going back and forth. But if he shechted the behemah by going back and forth at least one time in both directions, afilu kol shehu, even if the knife is tiny, afilu beizmal shera, even if the knife is like an ismal, very thin blade, the shechita is kasha, as it's possible to shech the behemah with a very thin blade and a small knife by going back and forth without doing drisa. Nafla sakin b'shachta. If the knife fell out of your hand, and somehow the sakin, when it fell, went onto the tzav of the behemah and shechted the behemah, afal pisha shachta kedarka psula. Even though the shechita was done in the normal way, the shechita is puzzle. Shenemar v'zavachta v'achalta masha ata zoveach ata ochel. As the puzzle says, you have to shecht and then eat. Only what you shecht can you eat. But this is not called shechita as it happened by itself. It was not done by you. But if the person would throw down the knife and it would go ahead and shecht by itself, in such a case, the shechita would be kosher. Since you threw it down, it's as if you shechted it, even though you let go of the knife, and only after that, it shechted the behemah. Even if when you threw down the knife, your intention was not to shech the behemah, the shechita is kosher, as you do not need kavana, intention, in order for the shechita to be kosher. Nafla ha-sakin v'ikbiya. If in middle of the shechita the behemah, the sakin fell out of your hand, and you paused to pick up the sakin, naflu kela v'ikbiya, or your utensils or your clothing fell, and you had to pick it up in middle of the shechita, hishchiz es ha-sakin. If in middle of the shechita, you pause to sharpen the knife, va'af, or you got tired in the middle of the shechita, and you paused, u'bachaveru, v'shacha, and your friend came and finished the shechita for you, im shaha k'dei shechita psula. If the interruption in the middle of the shechita was the amount of time it takes to do the entire shechita, in such a case, the shechita is puzzle. This is called shehiya, having a pause in the middle of the shechita, and the Halacha of Moshe Mitzina tells us that if the pause is the amount of time in which it takes to shech the entire behemah, the shechita is puzzle. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Imshah Kedei Biker. Rabbi Shimon said, the Halacha of Moshe Mitzina tells us that the pause in the middle of the shechita has to be the amount of time that it takes to check a knife to make sure it's kosher. That's the length of the pause in which would render the shechita puzzle. Mesechet Chulin Parabeis Mishnah Dal. Shachar Et HaVeshet U'Pasak Et HaGargeres. O Shachar Et HaGargeres U'Pasak Et HaVeshet. If you shech one of the two simanim properly, when you shech the behemah, you shech the trachea in the normal way. But instead of shechting the gargaris, you ripped it, either because your knife was not smooth or because you didn't use a knife. Or you shechted the gargaris, the windpipe, properly, but the vesh of the trachea, you ripped it instead of shechting it. The shechita is pasul. And this is called ikor. This is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that you have to shech both simanim the normal way, not by ripping it. O sheshachat echad mehem v'himton lo atchem mezon. Or you shechted one of the simanim, and then you waited until the behemoth died before you shechted the second simanim. The shechita is puzzle, as once the behemoth dies before you finish the shechita, the behemoth is in a vela. Or if after you shechted one siman, you pushed the knife under the second siman, between the spine and the second siman, and you pushed the knife upwards, and that way you ripped the siman, this shechita is possible. This is called chaluda. This is also one of the psulim in shechita, when you shecht the siman by virtue of pushing upwards and snapping off the siman in that way. Rabbi Yesheva says in these cases in which the shechita was possible, either because of chaluda or because of ikar, the behemah is an avela, because if the behemah died with hashchit at all, and it's batami v'masa. Our Rabbi Akiva says, since shchita was done, even though the shchita was possible, the behemah had a din of a trefa, not an avela, it's not batami v'masa. As the shchita was done, just the shchita was possible, so therefore the behemah is not an avela. Klau, Amar Rabbi Yesheva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yesheva said a klau over in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Kol shenifsula b'shchitasa an avela. Any time the behemah became possible during the shchita, with a psul and the shechita, which rendered the behemah possible, then the behemah has a din of an avela, and it's metami b'masa, as if it was not shechted at all. Kol sheshechitaso karoi, v'davar acher garam lali possible trefa, v'hoidelo Rabbi Akiva. But any time the shechita was done properly, just if it was an outside factor which caused the shechita to be possible, for example, the behemah was a trefa before shechita, in such a case, the behemah is a trefa, not an avela, and it's not metami b'masa. And after Rabbi Yesheva said this clown the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva was moda, that in a case where there was a psul in the shechita, the behemah is a nevela and it's metame b'ma.